In this bulletin, Queensland has announced it will be making coercive control a criminal offence. Scott Morrison continues to back his hand-picked candidate, Catherine Deaves, after new transphobic comments, and a man rescued from floodwaters in northern Queensland. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Queensland has announced it will be making coercive control a criminal offence. The announcement follows a persistent campaign to outlaw coercive control by the parents of Hannah Clark, who was murdered alongside her three children by her estranged husband in 2020. The Queensland government has also ordered a commission of inquiry into police responses to domestic and family violence. And if you or someone you know is experiencing family violence, you can call 1-800-RESPECT on 1800 737 732. Scott Morrison says he stands by Liberal candidate Catherine Deaves after she backtracked on an apology about transgender kids. He says she was nominated because he wants strong female representation in the Liberal Party and not just those who would run with the pack. Despite previously saying sorry, Ms. Deaves has now defended her comments, describing transgender children as surgically mutilated and sterilised. Mr. Morrison's defence of Ms. Deaves has included inaccurate claims about minors being able to access gender-affirming surgery. It's not available for people under 18 years of age in Australia.
What we're talking about here is gender reversal surgery for young adolescents. And we can't pretend this is not a very significant, serious issue. It is. It's complicated. And the issues that have to be considered, first and foremost, in the welfare of the adolescent child and their parents. We can't pretend that this type of surgery is some minor procedure.
The New South Wales Liberal Government says it supports the position taken by the Coalition on the issue of an integrity body for the Commonwealth level of politics. Scott Morrison says he doesn't believe the New South Wales model was the right model for the federal level and has serious criticisms of the ways in which the body has conducted itself. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says he agrees in principle with the federal government's position.
I believe the Prime Minister and I are completely on the same page in relation to driving integrity in public office, whether that's politicians or the public service. I agree with the Prime Minister in relation to it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese has promised to provide billions of dollars for a Melbourne rail project if the ALP wins the election on May 21. The rail loop will be a 90-kilometre-long line that will join Melbourne's eastern suburbs to the future airport rail and outer western suburbs without needing to go into the city. The Labor leader says the rail project is a nation-building project.
If you get advice from any transport economist and you look at the way that cities work, Infrastructure Australia and the Major Cities Unit that I established, that this government abolished the Major Cities Unit. One of the works that they did was that you need to prioritise urban public transport and you need to fix the way that they operate.
More than 300,000 Australians have already cast their ballot on the first day of pre-poll voting as the finish line for the federal election draws closer. Australian Electoral Commissioner Tom Rogers has told the Nine Network he's not surprised by the large turnout on day one, but he says he still wants people to wait until May 21 to cast their vote if they can.
We're all in that together. It's a community event. Everyone sees everyone voting, and that's a really important part of the process. I had to be an election nerd for a minute, but the more votes in envelopes through pre-poll and postal, the harder it will be to determine a result on the night, particularly if we have a large number of close seats. So it's just, they're the reasons why.
A man has been rescued from floodwaters in Queensland as an unseasonal deluge sets in over the state's north. The man was rescued after he became trapped in floodwaters in Soldiers Hill, a suburb of Mount Isa, about 11 p.m. on Monday night. And the Northern Territory's Chief Minister Michael Gunner is stepping down. His resignation is effective immediately. And now the weather. Perth, sunny and 25 degrees. Adelaide, also sunny, a top of 20. Melbourne, similar conditions, 19. Hobart, sunny and 18. Canberra, a shower or two, 17. Wollongong, showers and 21. Sydney, much the same, 23. Newcastle, the same, 23 degrees. Brisbane, rain increasing, 23. Showers for Cairns, 28. Darwin, mostly sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.